My dear brothers and sisters in Christ. A young woman confesses to a priest and says, "Father, every day, every morning, to be exact, I commit a sin, the sin of vanity." "Why?" asks the priest. "Because upon rising, the first thing I do is look at the reflection in the mirror, and then I tell myself, 'You are so beautiful and sexy.'" The priest tells the penitent, "Do not worry. It is not a sin, just a wrong notion. Your vision is just getting blurred." My dear brothers and sisters, our readings today talk about a very, very sensitive topic: correcting someone else's behavior. There are two groups of people who need to listen very carefully. The first group is that who love to correct others, and the second group is those who hate to correct others. My dear brothers and sisters, if you fall into either group, then the readings for today are for you. If you love to correct others, you must be sure you are acting out of genuine love. However, if you never correct anyone, fear may be controlling you, preventing you from doing what you should be doing. The first reading clearly points out that we have an obligation to correct someone. And if we fail to carry out that correction, we become as guilty as that other person. Surely, this is not something we can easily dismiss. It seems that here we can only guess the reason. Many people fool themselves into thinking that what they are doing is not all that bad. How many times have you done something that you know was not quite right, but justified it by saying that it really was not that bad after all? Perhaps it was only when someone else pointed out the seriousness of your actions that you yourself came to that same realization. My dear brothers and sisters, it is important to notice what is not said in today's gospel. We are told that if we need to correct some behavior, we are to go directly to that person and in private. In other words, don't go to other person with your gossip. Deal with the issue in the proper way. Don't let the wrongdoing in the form of gossip. Of course, there are some situations where this is not the preferred way of acting. In some rare cases, one must go directly to the police or a body skilled to handle the issue, such as sexual abuse complaints. My dear brothers and sisters, sometimes our role will be to refer people to such authorities. But it is never right to indulge in defamation of the character of another person. We all have a right to our privacy. At times, we use knowledge as our way of wielding power. That surely is a misuse of what we know. If you ever find yourself in a situation where you must correct someone else, if it is so important that you do that correction out of love, out of a sense of, not out of the sense of superiority or pride, or ever, God forbid, out of hate or revenge. And so we must approach someone for the purpose of correcting them always out of love. There can be no other motive than that of than that is worthy of a Christian. Correcting someone else may be a very painful thing for you to do because you know how much it will hurt the other person to hear what you have to say. But if done in love, then hopefully the other person will feel that love and will respond with gratitude. However, nothing is guaranteed here. We can only pray and hope that the other person will see our loving confrontation as an opportunity for change and growth. If they do not, and the matter is serious enough, we must take further action. That is our obligation. Concretely, how does one person correct another person? What is the proper way for a husband to correct a wife, or a wife for a husband? How should parents correct their children, or children correct their parents? My dear brothers and sisters, I will not be so authoritative as to give you detailed instructions about how to carry out this very sensitive task. But no matter the situation, there is one thing that must be present in any form of correction: kindness and love. Saint Paul says in the second reading today, he says, I quote, no one anything except to love one another, for the one who loves another has fulfilled the law. If you have formed a loving relationship with another person, you are probably the best one to carry out this burdensome task of correction. In all this, my dear brothers and sisters, we must be focused on the great benefits that one can come when have serious faults point out to us. If someone comes to you out of love to help you become a better person, by giving you some further insight into your behavior, then isn't this cause for gratitude? Someone has loved you enough and have been brave enough to want the best of you. That person has risked being misunderstood by coming to you. That is itself is an act of love. Saint Maria Goretti was mortally wounded when she bravely resisted the attacker who wanted to defile her. And her dying words were, "My God, forgive him. I want him in heaven." Amen.